grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man. Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Just got to shout out Big Hungry for doing such a wonderful job on this intro.
It's so good.
It really is legendary. It's a masterclass. Well done, Kapai, brother.
Mm.
Yep. Hey, Chris Fowley, welcome to the BFM studio.
Thank you very much.
How are you, mate? The sun is shining. You had the first Thursday last week. There was apparently a good old queue of people getting into the hemp store to get their substances checked.
Yes, it was. It was very popular.
I had reports of some interesting stuff coming through the doors from someone who was actually doing some checking on the day.
Well, that's right.
Yep.
One of the BFM volunteers was co-volunteering there,
yep.
Which is great to see.
Yes.
Great to see, and yes, but all very confidential, as well as being
of
legal
course.
And free. It's very confidential.
Okay.
So, but it was great. And the next one of them, listeners... is the first week of October, but you can also first Thursday of October back at the hemp store. You can check out the Level Organ Z if you need one closer or nearer.
Yes.
Right, hey, big news of the week.
Okay,
and we actually kind of called it last week, or the week before. We did our Tote the Vote voting guide, cannabis based voting guide. Last week we were talking about the police reports about how discriminatory drug law enforcement still is, you know, despite
yes.
giving it to police for discretion and leaving it up to individual officers. Who would have thought it would end up being discriminatory?
Yes.
And I did kind of say, well, hey, really keen to see what the Māori Party came out with, because they didn't have a policy or didn't have one at the time, nothing written down, but making good kind of noises and statements over the last year or two. And sure enough, on the weekend, Te Pāti Māori launched their justice policy. And one of the key parts of it is making drugs a health issue, not a crime. Wiping criminal records for use and possession. And this is something I've been banging on a lot about. It's called expungement when they do it overseas. Mm-hmm. And I wanted it to be part of our referendum model, but the Ministry of Justice refused and said it would be too difficult. And they said, as their reasoning, they said it took us 20 years to wipe the records when we made homosexuality legal.
Yes.
We can't do it any quicker.
What about all the other countries around the world that are doing it?
They just do it overnight. Or set up little commissions based on the taxes that come in.
Now, Chris, this is a good thing to come out with policy such as this, because we're potentially looking at a government where... parties may need their support for, to get in, to form a government. So do you think these are chips that they will barter with? These policies might be part of forming a government?
Well, I bloody hope so. But certainly Te Pāti Māori, really, it's Greens and Labour if that combination happened.
Yes.
Although you never know.
Do you think they would, National Te Pāti Māori and Green Party would all hoon together?
Anything's possible, eh? Hey, you know, there'd probably be some people who would like to see that. That could be a very interesting government.
Mm-hmm.
It would certainly put a bit of put a nicer face on what the Nats might be,
trying to do. Yep.
This policy, it's bloody good. It's worthy of your vote. You can have a read. We'll put a link up online, but you can read it on Māori Party OrgNZ.
Mm-hmm.
And what they talk about there, and this was in fact reported also in the Herald and Te Ao Māori News, that Māori still have seven times the rate of imprisonment. Peaked in 2010, seven times the rate of non-Māori, peaked in 2010 with 2% of the Māori population in jail.
That's crazy.
Absolutely crazy. So it's gone down since then. But as we talked about last week with those police stats about enforcement, the discrimination has actually got worse in many respects. And,
mm-hmm.
and Māori now make up, even though the overall rates have gone down, rates of arrest have gone down, Māori are now for the first time more than half of the prosecutions for drug use and possession.
Wow.
Yeah, terrible. So we've got to sort this out. So that's what they want to do. Sort it out. Get rid of other discriminatory laws. Bloody hell, so that's great. So that's them and the Greens Party. Green Party now have proper cannabis policies, explicit ones. Radio New Zealand updated their guide this week, which
yes.
is great. We'll update the Toke the Vote as well. We've currently got them on 4 Leafs out of 5.
The Green Party?
No, Greens have got 5 out of 5.
Oh, 5 out of 5.
And Māori Party had 4 with a question mark.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have to assess that properly.
Yes.
With due consideration. We'll give it some due consideration over the weekend and assess that properly because, you know, it's decriminalisation is what they're talking about and expunging the records. And no one else that I know about is talking about wiping the old records,
yes.
which really burden people and hang around your neck.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great, but they're not talking legalisation. But having said that, it's 3 whole paragraphs. There's not a huge amount of detail there. Green Party, their drugs policy goes out to about 3 pages, but despite that, there's also not a lot of detail there. Neither one are really explicit about what they're talking about.
Yes.
Which is kind of odd.
Okay.
You know, they don't just say, for example, we want the referendum model, or we think you should be able to grow this many plants, or whatever. There's nothing kind of explicit. So, but having said that, at least they have policies. So
yes.
That's 2. But of course, none of these people... count the ALCP, the Aotearoa Legalised Cannabis Party, often kind of left out of coverage. But, you know, if you want to send a message this election, that's the clearest way to do it. And, you know, because you're ticking the leaf. Daily Blog, just on the election theme, Daily Blog, you can check out John Minto has done a cannabis or drugs policy, I should say, drugs policy guide. That's gone up on the Daily Blog, I think, yesterday, so you can check that out. It's mostly based on the Otago Daily Times article from last year where they contacted all the parties.
Yes.
And for some reason, he does not quote our Tote the Vote guide, but we won't go on about that too much, but John Minto, come on. So, check that out. Also, Northern Advocate this week, they covered a meeting up in Kaitaia. This was the Northland and Te Tai Tokerau candidates meeting in Kaitaia. Now, running in that seat, you've got former Normal President Mike Finlayson, kia ora Mike, running for the Northland Party.
Mm-hmm.
And also running up there, Legalised Cannabis Party co-leader, Maki Herbert, running in Te Tai Tokerau. She got a good quote in this coverage that's up on the Herald site, talking about the benefits of hemp, in particular, housing using hempcrete.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, if you think of... I guess up north and stuff, what you might want to do. And particularly, let's get rid of the pine trees, she says. They took 25 years to harvest, poison our whenua, cost us lots of money. Hemp doesn't cost anything, gives to our wellness back, and when we build our homes out of hempcrete, 120 days to harvest.
Oh, yeah, sounds great. Pretty good. We need new industry, people. Sounds like a nice, quick turnaround.
Someone in the crowd shouted out, they could use the pot to fill the potholes. I should have said that in a farmer's voice. Say, use the pot to fill the potholes. And Marky agreed that was not a bad idea.
I think it's a
great
idea too. Hemp-crete.
And in fact, you know, if you want a pothole on your street repaired, chuck a cannabis plant in it, a little bit of dirt. I think you'll find that pothole gets repaired quite quickly. That's been going on overseas a bit.
Okay.
And, you know, in America, certain states.
Yes.
Spinoff, meanwhile, they went and talked to advertising veteran John Plimmer this week and got him to review the websites of all the political parties. And they were all pretty lame, and every single one of them. They all fell short. But he did single out the ALCP right at the very end where he said, does any party have an appealing tone? I had hoped it would be the Legalised Cannabis Party. If any party should be having fun, surely it's the one dedicated to smoking weed. But have you seen their website? And it was a bit cutting. I had a look. It's a grassroots website. It's reminiscent, and I think they're doing it deliberately. It's reminiscent of MySpace 1997.
Oh, there's some great photos of J-Day, though.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Not bad.
There you go. Yeah. So there you go. It's traditional values there, traditional family values.
Yes.
Showing.
Yeah, yeah.
So there you go. And rounding off the election news, of course, we had our rally last week, a cannabis rally on Ponsonby Road. If anyone was driving by and gave us a toot, thank you very much. And beeping your horn too. And
This weekend. Are you going to do it again?
Next weekend. 23rd is the next one. So Saturday the 23rd, we'll be back there. Ponsonby Road, just on Western Park there, where those kind of strangely submerged buildings are.
You guys had some nice core flute signs. Are you encouraging people to make their own signs, or would there
you
be some signs on offer?
Mate, those signs there, I whipped up on my phone, emailed off, and bomb, they're printed. So it's all very easy. But do bring along a sign.
Bring along a sign?
We'll have some. Wear a t-shirt. Okay. No, it was great. So we had a good bunch of people, and kia ora too, to the admiral dripping in braid with the wife dressed to the nines in the fancy car covered in medals who gave a big beep on the horn. I really enjoyed that. That was two to the day. Thank you, Admiral. Rounding off the news, though, this week, slightly depressing. So much prohibition violence all over the news. All the major news outlets covered this cannabis robbery gone wrong. Man defending his what they called substantial grow on News Hub from four gang members come to rob him. Shots were fired and they were arrested. And this is what is going on as long as we leave the law in this half-assed state. This continually goes on. There was another more crap going on down in Gore of all places.
What's that? Just going
and,
back
and
to
these, this shooting made the Indian Weekender, everyone.
Oh, wow.
It's my favourite publication about weekends in India.
What size grow was it? How many?
It just said substantial.
Yeah, so like could be
we,
like
we
two
might
plants.
Need a site visit to determine that further. It's just dodgy. We've got to sort this out. And it reminded me, well, it was a bit of a link too, because it's going on in Copenhagen, where they have a place called Christiania. I don't know if you've ever been there. I went there 20 years ago, and it actually started in 1973, great year. A bunch of hippies took over a military barracks, former, and turned it into a commune, and it's had this open-air marijuana market called Pusher Street going ever since. Periodically, they go through and bulldoze it and go, you can't do that, and then it just gets all rebuilt. And they've had periods where they said, well, let's just bloody license it because it can get heavy. And they're currently going through a heavy period. And just like what's happening here with this guy getting shot for his weed up north in Whangarei, got the Hells Angels shooting it out with another gang called Loyal to Family. And that was my mafia voice. And they are literally killing each other over the marijuana trade in Pusher Street in Copenhagen. And the mayor is saying, hey, all you students and tourists, you should go away because you're causing it with your demand.
Okay.
Which, of course, is whack. So better would be to copy their neighbouring countries of the Netherlands and Germany.
Yes.
And legalise it. And if they want to go the coffee shop route of the Netherlands or they want to go the cannabis social clubs of Germany, you know, that's the way to solve it. That's how you'd clean that up and get those gangs out.
Nice one.
There you go.
Now, Chris, was there anything else? Anything we need to know about the hemp store or what's in the future? Any new arrivals, product, stock, cool things?
There's always good things in there, mate. Always. We've got these travel packs and gift boxy things all came in that are very good. But, come to the next rally. That's what I wanted to say. The next rally is September 23rd. That's next Saturday. Not the one Saturday coming up. The next Saturday, 23rd, Ponsonby Road. And then first Thursday at the beginning of October, that's when we have our next substance testing in the shop there.
Okay.
In the old hemp store.
All right.
And anytime you want, come on in and get some advice as to how you can talk to your doctor or the details of your nearest cannabis clinic. We can take you through it.
Yeah.
And we're getting very well practiced at that. And then you can enjoy our medicating zone up there on K Road.
Yeah, nice one. Just outside the shop there. Get a coffee as well.
That's the one.
Excellent, Chris. Hey, thank you so much for making the trek in here this afternoon. We'll see you next week.
Cheers. Shout out to the hemp store.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm in love with you.